Last year, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jose Antonio Vargas wrote an essay in the New York Times called My Life as an Undocumented Immigrant, detailing the years he'd hidden his immigration status from his employers, friends, and just about everyone else in his life. In the years since, Vargas founded a project called Define American, meant to foster discussion about immigration issues. Last week, Vargas announced a new facet of the Define American project, an initiative to track and influence news organizations that use the term illegal alien or illegal immigrant, as opposed to his preferred phrasing, undocumented immigrant.
My beef, such as it is, with the term illegal immigrant and illegal alien is the fact that they're inaccurate and imprecise. To be in this country without papers is actually a civil offense, not a criminal one. A Republican strategist named Frank Luntz back in 2005 actually wrote a memo specifically saying that people like me should be called illegal aliens and illegal immigrants to further criminalize people like me. So how can journalists who are supposed to be neutral take something off the pages of somebody like Frank Luntz? The other question here is about 50% of the people who are in America, quote unquote, illegally, came to America legally. They overstayed their visa. And so saying that everybody's, quote unquote, illegal actually doesn't acknowledge the complexity of the immigration system.
Obviously, language can be loaded. Frank Luntz, the Republican strategist you described, has made a living exploiting loaded terms. But it's also true that the effort to destigmatize via wordplay, it's a sort of a slippery slope away from the very precision you're talking about, right? I mean, there was a time we called people who were developmentally disabled retarded, but that became stigmatized. And, you know, then they were mentally handicapped. But, oh, no, it's not a handicap. Then they were differently abled. And at some point, you lose any idea of what we're actually talking about.
No? Well, I mean, again, we're not talking about wordplay. When I came out, so to speak, in the New York Times Magazine last summer, I could have issued this challenge then. But frankly, I don't think culturally we were prepared. I think the biggest disruption in the immigrant rights movement in the past 2 to 3 years have been because of people who have, quote unquote, come out. And why are we coming out about our immigration status? To be seen as full human beings. The fact that the language is used as such, that I'm this illegal alien as if I just landed there from Mars, frames the conversation in already such this pejorative way. Can you think of any other instance that we refer to a group of people as illegal in this country? We don't call it illegal driving. We call it drunk driving, right?
But it's illegal parking, and you know, nobody has ever quibbled with that and suggested unstatutorial parking or something like that.
Actions are illegal, not people. Can you imagine, like, hearing this word illegal and knowing that it refers to you, what that does to somebody?
I understand, but I have to ask you this. I'm a big fan of calling things by their name, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And in this case, while it may not be criminal to be living here outside the law, it is nonetheless against the law. It's still illegal. But really, I think, Jose, the main question is, if you come up with another choice, isn't it inevitable that whatever term you embrace will itself, in time, become as loaded and pejorative as the word it replaced?
I was in Alabama last year for about a week. I'm actually going back again next month. And what I found really interesting was talking to people like outside of Walmart or something, and how people move from the illegals to Mexicans. A fluid transition from complaining about these illegal people that have taken over Birmingham to all of a sudden complaining about these Mexicans and overhearing Spanish at Walmart.
Aren't there bigger fish to fry here in societies dealing with immigration than word choice?
To me, questioning the use of the word illegal in referring to people opens up the conversation. I'm not what you think I am. We are not who you think we are. We're not the other people. We're actually one of you. That's why this is not just wordplay. This is actually at the heart of this conversation. What we're called and why we're called what we're called. We know how Washington thinks about this. We know that it's like a political hot potato. If newsrooms can't have this conversation, then we're not going to get anywhere with this issue.
Let's just say you're successful. Let's just say the AP style book and the New York Times decide that it is less stigmatizing and more accurate to say undocumented.
Or unauthorized, yeah.
Is it not inevitable that in a very short time we're going to be having this conversation again Only this time, you'll be trying to remove the word undocumented from the lexicon because it has taken on a stigma.
I see completely your question and this whole notion of this being a slippery slope. I'm sorry that I am almost myopic in my focus on this one word and this one term because I've grown up with it. And it comes with not only a personal baggage, but it comes with this kind of journalistic question of how can we be as accurate and as descriptive as possible? And I'm sorry to say this, as far as I'm concerned, illegal immigrant and illegal alien are neither of those things.
Jose, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jose Antonio Vargas is a journalist and founder of the Define American Project.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.